Good morning, you're listening to Harrywood Radio, broadcasting on 225 meters in the medium wave, that's 1332 kilohertz, and 95.7 VHF in stereo. In a moment, the news at 6, followed by Daybreak, with myself, Dave Bowen, and Jonathan Kramer.
It's 6 o'clock, this is Alan King. The unions and the opposition are reacting strongly to Employment Secretary Jim Pryor's suggestion. Britain's 22nd independent radio station has just come on the air. It's Harrywood Radio, based in Peterborough in Cambridgeshire. Harrywood is the first news-based station outside London, and it'll give heavy emphasis to news and information programmes. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past six.
And locally, Industry Secretary Sir Keith Joseph says there's no reason why Corby can't achieve prosperity and industrial stability within 3 or 4 years. In fact, he's prophesied that the town's future without steelmaking could be better than its past with the industry. This afternoon, Sir Keith will take part in a major Commons debate on the future of British industry. Agree to take the wage cut, then only 40 workers will lose their jobs. Harrywood News, it's 6:05.
July 10th, it's a Thursday morning, and let's have a look at the weather for Harrywood area today. It's going to be cloudy once again, I'm afraid, but mainly dry. That's something, apart from one or two light showers around the area. A fairly breezy day, too, with temperatures still around about the low 60s Fahrenheit. Good morning, you're listening to Daybreak on Harrywood. 225 metres, my name is Dave Bowen, I'm with Jonathan Kramer through until 10 o'clock this morning. Here are the Bellamys.
There's a reason for the sunshine.
First one on Harrywood, the first one on Daybreak too, the Bellamy Brothers, and Let Your Love Flow. It's day one, of course, an exciting time. We've got Anglia Television in the studios with us this morning once again, and they're recording a film for this evening. You'll be able to see us as well as hear us today as well.
Good morning, viewers.
Something horrific, yes. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning for the first time, Dave, yes. We've in fact been doing this programme in the studio for some days now, haven't we? It seems like we're old hands at this, because off stage, so to speak, we've been practicing. It's not cheating.
Dry runs, they call it, which brings into mind all sorts of connotations.
That's right, we haven't had a drink for days.
Right, what's coming up in the programme between now and 10, John?
Right, we shall be talking in more depth to Industry Secretary Sir Keith Joseph about his prosperity forecast for Corby without steel. Also be talking to an MP about football hooligans. And later on in the programme, we will be finding out how the Coast Guards are 500% down on their business this year because of the slack holiday trade.
Well, that's good news anyway. Let's have a look at what's happening on Harrywood 225 right throughout this day. It's Jonathan and I with Daybreak through until 10 o'clock. Then Stuart Francis will be with you, taking you through till 12. At 12 o'clock, it's your chance to buy or sell anything up to the value of £25, as long as it doesn't breathe. That's the main thing. That's between 12 and 1, music, of course, right throughout the day. Martin Wolf continues with more of the same at 10 past 1 through till 4 o'clock. And between 4 and 7 tonight, when you're driving home, you can listen in to Monitor with Alan West. He'll be providing you with information to get you home safely and quickly, and also be bringing you up to date, of course, with everything that's been happening right throughout the day. This is how we do it. It's Odyssey. Good morning. It's Daybreak at 6:14.
This tune means great value, great quality and friendly, reliable service. Because when you're hearing this tune...